USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are in negotiations looking to bring back a slimmed-down version of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, with a focus on prescription drug pricing, tax hikes on the wealthy, and climate spending. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News Sunday he thinks President Biden is out of step with the needs of Americans.
You want enough money to be able to fill your tank with gas. You want enough money that you can buy a week's worth of groceries, and you want to have enough money to pay the bills at the end of the month. But Joe Biden's not going there. He's going to higher taxes, more government spending, and attacking American energy.
A wildfire in Yosemite National Park has burned nearly 1,600 acres and remains 0% contained as crews continue to battle the fire. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
President Biden is defending his upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia. In an op-ed published in the Washington Post, Biden saying the United States has to engage directly with Saudi Arabia to stay strong and secure. The president set to begin a Middle East trip Wednesday, which will include stops in Israel and the West Bank. A NHL team is being applauded for a recent hire.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there, the momentum's going to keep going. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is opening its 37th probe into a Tesla crash after a deadly car accident. A California couple died Wednesday when the Tesla they were driving on a Florida interstate exited for an unknown reason. The car then rear-ended an 18-wheeler in a Walmart parking lot, killing the 66-year-old female driver and 67-year-old male passenger. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is continuing to support police.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey has signed off on a law that restricts how the public can record police officers. The law makes it a misdemeanor to knowingly record officers 8 feet or closer without the officer's permission. David Lloyd is with the First Amendment Center. He spoke with News Nation.
That is a content-based restriction on speech. It specifically targets video recording of law enforcement activity. It does not say you may not approach within 8 feet for any purpose. It says you may not approach within 8 feet for the purpose of making a video record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Marvel superhero is a new box office star in North America. Thor: Love and Thunder earned $143 million in its opening weekend at theaters in the United States and Canada. This is the third biggest opening of the year behind Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Jurassic World Domination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.